96.3 WHUR and HUR Voices, Sirius XM, Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. Your questions or comments, toll free at 855-288-4876. Now, Insight.
Welcome back to the Daily Drum on WHUR and Sirius XM Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. I'm Harold Fisher. Summer is a great time to go swimming at the beach or community pool, but for a lot of black people, swimming isn't an option because they don't know how to swim. The CDC says approximately 10 people drown every day in the U.S., and black children drown at a rate nearly three times higher than white children. And a study by the University of Memphis and USA Swimming Foundation found that 70% of black children still do not know how to swim. Why is this such a difficult issue for us? Well, my guest, Rob Green, he's the director of swimming programs at the St. Albans School for Boys and the National Cathedral School for Girls. Also, Donnie Shaw, veteran swimming instructor and director of community relations for the YMCA of Metropolitan Washington. Lines are open. I'd like to talk about it. Why are black people still having problems with swimming? 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. Outside of the D.C. calling area, 855-288-4876. 855-288-4876. Thanks for coming in, guys. I appreciate it. Rob, let me just get to the heart of this. Why do you think that this is still such a big issue for black people?
It's hard for me to really fully understand it. Mm-hmm. But basically, I think it boils down to two things: opportunity and priority. Opportunities. Speaking for myself, for instance, I learned to swim right here in the District of Columbia, five blocks from my house. A man by the name of Stanley Gaynor founded a program, a Learn to Swim program for children in the community. My mother heard about that program and enrolled her children, including me and my two brothers and my younger sister, in Mr. Gaynor's program. And
could your mother swim?
Yes.
Your mother could swim?
Yes.
Okay.
And my father was a good swimmer. They both grew up here in the district. My father learned to swim at the 12th Street Y, and my mom learned to swim at Banneker Pool, mm-hmm. and so did we. And thanks to Mr. Gaynor, he got the kids in our community interested in swimming and taught us how to compete. We had a summer league called the Jellif Summer Swim League, and Mr. Gaynor was one of the founding members of that league, and he bridged the gap, the racial gap, if you will.
Because I would imagine at that time there were few opportunities for black youngsters to swim in the region.
Well, Mr. Gaynor wanted to dispel those myths mm-hmm. about black people not being able to swim.
Mm-hmm.
He was an avid swimmer himself. He swam in high school. He earned a four-year scholarship to Tennessee State as a swimmer. Mm-hmm. He also played football. And when he finished Tennessee State, he came back to the community and founded a program.
Donnie, why do you think when you are teaching young people at the Y and you talk to their parents, what do they tell you?
Well, you know, I do get a chance to see parents that don't know how to swim, mm-hmm. that take time to bring their kids to swim lessons, and that is the work. You have to bring your kids to swim lessons.
But why are they afraid to? Why haven't they learned?
Well, we don't have natatoriums, which are year-round pools, in many of our neighborhoods, so that is a hurdle. The natatoriums allow that learn-to-swim process to take a year of activity, because swimming is not about taking a session of eight classes and you can go to the mall with your friend and say, my child took swim lessons.
Mm-hmm.
Swim lesson, you evolve. It's a learned behavior that takes time to develop. And I always preach that, you know, once you get that rhythmic breathing down, you ever see people that just fall out of breath, they mm-hmm. can't make it. It's not having their rhythmic breathing down. But the lack of natatoriums, Wayne Curry, the late Wayne Curry, who we buried today, put mm-hmm. one out there in Prince George's County. Mm-hmm. If we can get that to happen a little more, we will make an impact.
But, you know, I beg to differ about this access thing, and I've got to take a break, because the reality is that if you want to do it in 2014, you can find a way, okay? They are there. As you said, there's one in Prince George's County. I don't accept the fact that access is the issue. Let's talk about some other issues on the other side of this break. A lot of folks on the line as well. We're going to get to that in just a bit. Why is swimming still such a struggle for African Americans? 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Outside of the D.C. calling area, 855-288-4876, 855-288-4876. We'll be back in a moment. Welcome back to The Daily Drum on WHUR and Sirius XM Channel 141. I'm Harold Fisher. We're talking about swimming in African Americans. Why is it still such a difficult issue for them? My guests are Rob Green, Director of Swimming Programs at the St. Albans School for Boys and National Cathedral School for Girls, and Donnie Shaw, Veterans Swimming Instructor and Director of Community Relations for the YMCA of Metropolitan Washington. Let me go to the phone lines. A lot of folks want to get in on this at 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Outside of the D.C. calling area, 855-288-4876. Robert, calling from Chevrolet. What do you think?
Hi, thanks for taking my call. I think a third thing that black people need to get over is ignorance.
What do you mean?
Swimming is not for white people. I have heard blacks say that things like hockey is for white people.
Mm-hmm.
Golf is for white people. How ignorant can you be? There was a story today in the sports section of the Washington Post about a black youngster who's received a scholarship to play hockey.
That's my son.
No, every sport is for everybody.
Mm-hmm.
Don't be ignorant enough to think that, you know, it's just for them. It's for us just as well. I was lucky enough to go to be in a high school where everybody had to swim. We had to know how to get from one end of the pool or the other to the other before we could even get our diploma. We had 6 weeks of swimming every year. This is back when boys had PE separately and girls had PE separately.
Mm-hmm.
But you had to do it. And plenty of blacks in my high school, plenty of whites, plenty of Asians. We all had to do it.
Okay.
I grew up in Illinois, but, you know, I understand things here are different. But we have to get over ignorance.
There you go. Robert, thank you so much for your phone call. Bobby, calling from Falls Church. Go ahead. What's on your mind?
Well, I just wanted to get in on this conversation. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
I agree that opportunity and access, we have more opportunities and we have more access. A lot of it has to do with fear. You have fearful parents who pass that fear on to their children. So, and that, you know, it just continues to perpetuate itself from generation to generation, and so therefore it's not as big of a priority. Then, of course, you have our women, African-American women, just like my daughter, who's a great swimmer, but I can't get her in the water anymore because she doesn't want to mess up her hair anymore.
Mm-hmm.
So you've got that whole dynamic. And then you also have quality swim lessons. You know, a lot of kids will actually go to swim class, but you don't have instructors that take the time to focus on breath control, body position, relaxation. Donnie was talking about rhythmic breathing, which is the most important aspect of learning how to swim. And once you learn good breathing habits, then everything else after that is easy. So a lot of instructors, you'll go to the pool and you'll see kids doing kicking drills with their head up instead of putting their head down.
Yeah.
And blowing the bubble slowly before they come up and breathe and put their head back down again.
Mm.
So those are some of the things.
Like swimming.
The three key ingredients to learning to swim and to swim well.
Well, Bobby, thank you so much for your input. I appreciate that. I've got about a minute, but let's talk to our listeners a bit about the fear. How do you help them overcome the fear?
Well, you have to be patient, number one.
Mm-hmm.
They pick up on your body language. If you can make them feel it at ease and develop their trust, that goes a long way.
Mm-hmm.
Personally, I like getting people used to holding their breath. Can
mm-hmm.
you hold your breath for 10 seconds?
Mm-hmm.
And that's easy to do. Now, hold your breath and put your face in and count to 10 seconds.
Yeah.
Seems like a logical extension.
Indeed.
And so if you can be patient with a person and take it slow, eventually they'll pick it up and you're able to move along.
But before I go to yet another break, the YMCA has swimming lessons. D.C. has swimming lessons. There are swim clubs for juveniles for young people out in Prince George's County. But before I take this break, real quick, Donnie, give me a website where we can find out more information about the swimming lessons at the Y.
YMCADC.org.
YMCADC.org. You're going to hear more about that on the other side of this break. So if you're on the phone, Hold on. We will talk to you. The Daily Drum will continue on Sirius XM Channel 141. I'm Harold Fisher. Jeff Brown is next with the original Quiet Storm on 96.3 WHUR. Stay with us. Don't hang up. We'll be back on Sirius XM Channel 141 in just a bit. The Howard